Morning, everybody. It's the JohnGibson.com Premium Podcast Member Morning News Digest. I call the morning dump. So this is the last day of 2017 for this sort of thing. And then Monday is New Year's Day. That's kind of when I go back on the job. I am going to do a show New Year's Day. I'll warn you right now, it's probably not going to have anything to do with politics or Trump or Mueller or the NOCOs. I decided I'm going to do that music trick again, like I did on Christmas Day. I'm going to play the music of the best artists, that musical artists that passed away in 2017, sort of review what we lost. I can tell you I've been putting it together. There's just a lot of great stuff because, you know, Tom Petty, Chuck Berry, Greg Allman. It was a pretty significant list in 2016 as well, but I'm going to stick to 2017 on Monday. So don't expect a bunch of politics. Obviously, if there's big news breaking, I'll cover it, but it is New Year's Day, and most people will be playing replays, and so I'm going to try to do something a little different like I did in Christmas Day, which you probably don't know about because nobody listened on Christmas Day. But that's what I did on Christmas Day. So that's what I'm going to do on New Year's Day. Today, the big story is Trump did an interview with the New York Times. They make it sound like, you know, it was a big deal, but it really wasn't. They kind of got him to come over to a table at his Trump golf course in Florida and sit down after playing golf with his buddies. Two things made the news. One was that he says he thinks the Mueller probe makes the country look very bad, number one. But number two, he thinks Mueller is going to be fair to him. So the New York Times made a big deal about how that contradicts a lot of Republicans who are worried Mueller will not be fair to him. He also did some tweeting. He said, it's so cold we could use some good old-fashioned global warming. Of course, that upset the environmentalists. And it is cold. It's going to be the coldest kind of forever in Chicago this weekend. Minnesota Falls going to be 37, or was 37 below. It looks like it's going to be a bitter, bitter New Year's Eve in Times Square in the low single digits for those people who are out there waiting to see the ball drop. The North Koreans, Trump accused China of selling oil. China says, who, us? No, we didn't do that. But there are pictures of Chinese ships offloading oil onto NOCO ships. And South Korea has seized one of the ships that was delivering oil to the North Koreans. In tech news, there's now an app. It's a game app. And if you load it on your phone, it listens to you and whatever's going on around you through the phone. So it's apparently a way to actually determine what you watch on TV. So it'll sit there and listen to you while you're while you don't know that it's listening to you. This is some kind of game app. I'd be very careful downloading any app. Tech has completely screwed up San Francisco. The new Salesforce building settles it. It just dominates the skyline, has completely changed the skyline, and puts an exclamation point on the proposition that the tech boom has completely changed San Francisco. It is now a tech city, total tech city. Apple has apologized for slowing down your older iPhone, which it did on purpose and did secretly and was discovered. And it now discounts the replacement battery that you need to get your older iPhone up to real speed. In sex harassment, Google makes it official. Eric Schmidt is out. A whole bunch of reasons given. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. But the real reason is they finally got embarrassed about him squiring around women who were not his wife. The New York Times asked 615 men how they behave at work, looking for patterns of sexual harassment. It turns out about 1% do the bad stuff. UC Regent Norm Pattiz. He's the inventor of Westwood One and the New Deal Podcast One. He has to resign from his spot as a University of California regent over a sexual remark to a woman he said was a joke. Can't joke anymore. ISIS in Iraq, the Iraqis are putting people on trial who were thought to have been involved with ISIS. And the way the trial goes, it's usually 18 minutes followed by an immediate hanging. And countries whose citizens are being caught up in this are wondering, what should we do here? Should we just let it happen? Or should we interfere and save our citizens and bring back to our country a terrorist who may upset? It's a tough thing for these countries to decide on. Mostly right now, they're letting them hang. In swampy news, Cheryl Atkinson is reporting in The Hill that 10 times the intel guys violated everybody's trust. It's an interesting list. You ought to look at it, of course. I post the list and links at johngibson.com, and so you can go down and check that under the swamp headline. Under the headline, liberals, shocked liberals say Republicans think colleges have a corrosive effect on the country. How could they ever think such a thing? Followed immediately by the announcement that the Drexel professor, who tweeted all he wants for Christmas is white genocide, has finally decided he must resign. These two stories go together. It's no wonder Republicans think colleges have a corrosive effect on the country, and it's amazing liberals don't see it. An Oregon court has upheld a ruling that two bakers must pay a gay couple $135,000 for emotional distress when the baker said they would not bake them a gay wedding cake. Peggy Noonan writing today in the Wall Street Journal about two movies. One is The Crown, about Queen Elizabeth. The other is The Post, about Kay Graham and Ben Bradley at the Washington Post. And she says, look, they're great movies. I enjoyed the hell out of them. But they were completely wrong about the history. And we have too many people in this country who are learning history through movies, and these movie people have a responsibility to not get history wrong just for drama's sake. There's something called the Museum of Failure that's opened up in L.A., perfect place for that. In January 1st in California, a legal pot everywhere, so watch out. Republicans who are trying to lobby for John McCain's seat while he is still alive are hearing from the governor who will make the appointment should McCain expire. He ain't dead yet, and if you're trying to get his seat now, that automatically disqualifies you. Check out CBS.com. They have colorized the old Dick Van Dyke show and are running it. And it really is great. I saw it the other night. And it's apropos of today's news because one of the stars of the show, Rose Marie, died yesterday at age 94. That is your johngibson.com premium podcast member morning news digest. I call the morning dump. Check out the show today. I think I'm going to have Pat Buchanan on. He said he might, but, you know, it's right before the holiday. He might put it off till next week. So, but check out the show. It's on fine radio stations everywhere or live streaming at johngibson.com.